After the great uprising of the Israelites against Moses and Aaron, God decided to forestall any further opposition and silence the constant complaints of the people against the leaders he had chosen by publicly confirming the privileges he had bestowed on the tribe of Levi, the tribe to which Moses and Aaron belonged. Moses was the political leader and lawgiver of Israel, used by God to guide, instruct, and reform the nation so as to make them a people set apart from all the other nations of the earth, a people holy to the Lord. Aaron had been appointed the religious leader of the nation. He and his sons were given the priesthood, with the task of serving and honoring God in the tabernacle. The men of the tribe of Levi were chosen by the Lord and given to the priests to be their helpers in the service of the sanctuary. This was the reward the Levites had received for their faithfulness to God when the nation had committed the sin of apostasy by worshipping the golden calf. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and get 12 rods from them, one from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on his rod. On the rod of Levi, write Aaron's name, for there must be one rod for the head of every ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting, in front of the Ark of the Testimony, where I meet with you. The rod belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will put an end to the constant grumbling of the children of Israel against you." So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and the leaders of the tribes gave him 12 rods, with their names written on them, and the one belonging to Aaron was among them. Moses placed these rods before the Lord in the inner chamber of the tabernacle, in front of the Ark of the Testimony. The next day he entered the tent of meeting, and saw that Aaron's rod, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds, while all the others had remained just what they were, dry sticks. So Moses took the rods and left the tent of meeting to show them to the Israelites. The leaders looked at them, and each man took the rod that belonged to him. The Lord told Moses to put Aaron's rod, which had blossomed and produced almonds, in the most holy place, in front of the Ark of the Testimony, to be kept as a sign for the rebellious Israelites. The Lord repeated to Aaron that he and his descendants were to be the appointed priests of God, and the Levites were to assist them in the work of the tabernacle, performing the ordinary duties of the sanctuary. The Levites were to remove the ashes, wash the silver platters, bring wood for the altar, mount and dismount the tabernacle when the Israelites were on the move, and carry all the sacred things. But only the men of Aaron's family could perform the priestly duties. They were to trim the wicks of the golden lampstand, burn incense on the altar of incense, arrange the showbread on the golden table, and offer sacrifices on the altar of burnt offerings. Only the priests were permitted to enter the tent of meeting, but no one was to go beyond the veil into the most holy place, except the high priest, and that only once a year, on the Day of Atonement. Any unauthorized person entering the holy precincts would die. The Lord also said that no inheritance would be given to the priests and Levites in the land of Canaan. Their share was the priesthood. The Lord God was their inheritance, and all that was given to the Lord, the firstborn of the flocks and herds, certain parts of the sacrifices, the tithes and offerings of the Israelites, would be their portion. As only the best could be offered to God, the Levites would receive the finest meat, oil, wine, and corn. In this way God provided for their needs. But they in turn were to give a tenth part of all they received to the priests, so that the Lord's portion, the best and holiest part of everything, would go to Aaron and his family. The Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years after leaving Egypt. At the end of that time, the whole community arrived at Kadesh, the place they had left 38 years before, after refusing to enter the promised land. While they were there, Miriam the prophetess, Moses and Aaron's sister, died, and she was buried at Kadesh. Next episode, Water from the Rock.